Chris Jordan, first of all, just a quick word on this win, Chris.
I think it was a bit emphatic in the end, in my opinion. Clinical. We were tested in all types of ways in this game. We were never on top for the entire game. We had to come from behind. And that speaks volume for where the team is at the minute, the mentality of the team, and we were trying to go as a side. So, I think this win was very pleasing from that point of view, because after day one, we were a bit behind the eight ball and even batting as well. But we showed character, we showed fight, led by obviously Briggsy there at the back end with the bat to get as close to them as possible. And then Joff throughout both innings to take 11 wickets was a phenomenal effort. And as I said, I think it speaks volumes where we are as a side at the minute.
A little bit of a word about Danny Briggs, because he's a little bit of an unsung hero, you know, Chris, isn't he? I mean, he's taken four wickets, and those runs, actually in both innings, even Night Watchman last night, was so important.
Very, very important. As you said, he can come across a bit as an unsung hero, but Briggs, he just goes about his business, doesn't fuss up, doesn't fight up, and you just know what you're going to get from Briggs, you know. He's a good professional. I was really pleased for him this game, especially from a bowling point of view, the way he bowled with the control. He got some spin, and as Nashie said before, he could have even ended up with FIFA, but obviously wasn't to be. But he played a really key role for us in this game, backed up by Joff, and backed up by an excellent innings to really hold everything together in the end there by Wellesley. So it was a complete team performance, and one that showed a lot of character, a lot of guts, and I think we deserve winners in the end.
We're all getting very excited about Joff. We can't say too much because he's just standing by us, but it's quite difficult to, you know, keep Joff's feet on the floor because he's taking stacks of wickets. He's only Darren Stevens has taken more in the Championship.
Yeah, no, listen, good thing about where at the stage he's at, everything he's touching now turns to goal, and as long as he keeps his head on, as long as he keeps, as you say, his feet on the ground, then the sky's the limit for him, you know. He's just impressing day in, day out. He's learning every day. He's improving rapidly. And it's not coming through lack of bowling either. He's getting through his overs, and he's really working hard. He doesn't drop his pace throughout the day at all. Keeps coming. Captain can't get the ball out of his hand. He's actually a dream to play with and a dream to watch, you know. When I'm standing at a slip, all I can do is smile, really, because I like the direction he's heading in. And as I said, sky's the limit for him.
Final question. Good news for yourself today, included in the T20 squad for South Africa. You must be delighted about that, Chris.
Yeah, very happy to be back in and amongst the England side. Guys are doing really well in white ball cricket at the minute, as you can see in the Champions Trophy. So, looking forward to getting back together with the squad and putting that England shirt on again if selected, and giving my best, really.
But when you're out of the squad for a while, are you sort of a little bit worried, thinking, yeah, you know, I'm desperate to get back in there?
Yeah, you're always desperate. As I've said to you on numerous occasions, I have ambition. I have goals that I want to reach. So you're always desperate, you're always striving, you're always pushing to get back into the squad. And glad I got that call up today. So, just looking forward to putting that England shirt on again and expressing myself.
2 weeks off. Is it a chance to get away a bit, Chris? Can you relax from cricket for a few days? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I haven't been picked in this England squad. I can't relax too much. But yeah, it is good to have that balance, strike that balance. We've had a tough four games, you know. We've been in the field a lot for these four games that we've played in the last few weeks. And your body needs just as much rest as you're working it. So at least get away for a couple of days, relax, recharge the batteries and go again. But obviously you can't relax too long because have a game to play on the 21st.